1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. For the first time in 63 years, both Hollywood writers and now actors are on strike at the same time, effectively shutting down Hollywood. The unions could not come to an agreement with the association representing studios and streamers. Big sticking points are pay, regulations around artificial intelligence, as well as residual payments for streaming.
They can't promote their films, so you're not going to see any of them on the red carpet, right? You're not going to see no more Barbie red carpets, no more Oppenheimer red carpets, upcoming movies, TV shows, all that stuff. That's done. They can't go to things like Comic-Con to promote stuff. They can't promote past films. Any work that was under the SAG or SAG-AFTRA agreement.
ABC's Jason Nathanson. The World Health Organization is re-upping previous guidance that the artificial sweetener aspartame is safe. Another group has classified it as a possible carcinogen, but more research is needed. Vermont bracing for more rain after deadly flooding this week. This is ABC News. A new program is launching to help Americans without insurance continue to access free COVID vaccines this fall. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention launching the Bridge Access Program for COVID-19 vaccines. It's estimated to be able to help up to 30 million Americans. Thursday's economic reports provided more good news for Americans, but the Federal Reserve's mission to tame inflation will likely continue, and that means higher interest rates. ABC's Brian Clark explains.
Good news for American consumers in the fight against inflation. The producer price index showed wholesale prices increased by just a tenth of a percent last month, their lowest monthly increase in almost 3 years. But the Federal Reserve is expected to go forward with another interest rate hike later this month, especially after the weekly unemployment filings fell by 12,000. Fed has said unemployment above 4% would help cut inflation, and right now that number holds at 3.6%. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
Hey, this is Penny Pincher Bob, and I love a good rummage sale. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now, 715-629-9501. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. See ya!
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Democratic candidates are held to a higher moral standard. I don't see Representative McCarthy calling for George Santos to shamefully leave the halls of Congress. It is never principle above party. It is never principle and policy above person and personal achievement for Republicans.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
It feels like they're trying to pit the teachers against the parents, and all of us can come together to say, look, stop trying to, you know, divide and conquer and work with us. And they're still trying to hide and say, well, the JFC cut it. There's nothing I can do. Yes, there is. You can vote for the amendment to continue child care counts.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at BelongingBeginsWithUs.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy.
Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes.